How would you like to attract someone who literally wants nothing to do with you? Or maybe this person doesn't even know you. You have that power through the law of attraction.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hi everyone, Robert Zink, miracle mentor and alchemy life coach. And today, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle. We're flying in the direction of your dreams and goals. So thankful that you are following us on Instagram. We're going to be doing a lot more Instagram stuff, a lot more live videos on Instagram. So be sure and follow us at Law of Attraction Solutions on Instagram. Today, my special guest is Sheena Shah, and she's from Mumbai, India. And Sheena, say hello to everybody and tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Hi, High Flyers. My name is Sheena, as Robert very kindly said. I basically am from India, but I work with clients in the Middle East, in Australia, and a whole bunch of other places, basically any time zone Robert doesn't want to wake up to. I am someone who has been working with Robert for a few years, and I have had the joy of watching people manifest their special person, their ex-wife, their, you know, a friend who they have not spoken to for years, or manifesting a whole bunch of money and love and happiness than more than they have ever imagined in their life. So yeah, I am extremely grateful to be part of this team. Robert and Rachel are like my soul family. And yeah, I'm absolutely amazed to be here today.
Well, it's wonderful to have you here. And we're going to do that more often because the people that you work with through Law of Attraction Solutions, they get back to me oftentimes and they say, I just love Sheena. I love working with her. It is such an uplifting experience. And that's a wonderful thing. That's just an absolute wonderful thing. So Sheena, before we get into this, tell me a little bit about your background before you got into miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching.
That's a really interesting story, actually, because it's completely separate from what I do right now, but yet it all adds up and it's perfect to actually get to be where I am. So I was marketing, communication, digital marketing, advertising, basically in the communication industry for about 11 years. I was working with clients across the globe in terms of Unilever, Procter & Gamble, and a whole bunch of other people. I was at the top of my career when my personal life crashed and burned around me a few years ago when I reached out to Robert and as a lot of my current clients, ex-clients know, but I love all of you now will know, is that I was Robert's client a fair amount of years ago, and he helped me transform into this strong, capable, amazing human that I know I am today. And I got to work with him. He helped me, guided me, and then he trained me. And who I am today, I owe a lot of that to Robert. And that's what I do today. But funnily, all of my background still adds up and helps me become who I am today because it made me a strong communicator. It helped me with storytelling. So that's basically my story in a gist.
Well, so at during this particular time right now with the COVID virus ravaging the world, people are locked down. And, you know, they're locked down and Sheena, they're lonely. I think this is a great time to, maybe you can't necessarily go out on a date, but this is a great time to really rework who you are, to rediscover yourself, to focus on your inner goals and dreams, to take yourself to the highest version of you during this time. You can use this time as a plus. And I believe that you can attract someone who doesn't know you or someone who maybe you had a relationship with this person and now they've blocked you and they don't want anything to do with you. You broke up for whatever reason. We believe that if you loved once, you can love again deeper and stronger the second time around. So what's been your experience with that?
The honest truth is that we are very used to, as human beings, completely shoving down and ignoring our feelings by being constantly busy with work, with, you know, probably drinking, I'm sorry for it, but like basically sleeping with strangers or doing anything to distract ourselves. But most people right now in lockdown are suddenly facing up to their feelings, and they suddenly have, you know, their past feelings pop up. They are wondering about that person they want to attract. So it's a fantastic time to go inwards and actually start looking inwards and seeing what is going on, why is it happening, and treating your feelings and emotions with love and curiosity instead of just, you know, trying to shove them away from you. So it's been a very interesting experience to kind of see some people like completely transform and empower themselves by, you know, doing the right things at this point of time. Whether it is affirmations, whether it's meditation, and a whole bunch of other things, because now you do not have the excuse of, I'm too busy with work, or I need to go out and go to the pub with meet my friends. There's always something which, you know, we stop ourselves from. But now you actually have all the time in the world to focus on yourself, to focus on your goals, to attract that love you desire, to attract the abundance that you desire. Nothing is unachievable.
So I had a client this morning. He told me, he said, this is absolutely amazing, but since I've been doing the work with you, Robert, he had a woman that they had 5 years ago. 5 years ago, they had blocked each other. They got into a big fight. They blocked each other, and he blocked her. She blocked him. Everybody was blocked. And he said, she came up on my timeline on Facebook as a suggested person. And I said, you know, I think that's a sign to you, not necessarily that she is the one, but that it's time for you to start mending some bridges. Because oftentimes when you mend a bridge with one person, things get better with another person. It isn't necessarily a one-to-one correlation. It's about the kind of energy. The one thing that you can't lie about is your vibe. Your vibration does not lie. So if you have built a vibration of mending bridges, of healing relationships, that's going to literally cover you in every area of your life, including people that you don't know and including people that you have been separated from. Obviously, this relates to relationships, but it can also relate to family members who've disowned each other as well.
Yeah, I completely agree about that, because I've seen this multiple times, including myself and every single client I've worked with. When you change your reality within, it makes a huge shift outside. And as Wayne Dyer has always said, when you believe it, you see it. It's not the other way around. And most people are waiting for an outside sign to tell them that they should do some inner work. But actually speaking is when you start shifting your inside, everything outside starts completely shifting, and you see a very different world comparatively to before you're doing the inner work.
Yeah, it all comes down to understanding that the universe is a mirror. Whatever you're putting out is what's coming back to you. Okay, so we're going to play a little game here now. I'm your client. Hey, Sheena, I have a problem. Rachel is ghosting me. What should I do?
The first thing I usually tell the client, the bad news is that you have subconsciously attracted it. Now, a lot of people get really defensive by this statement. They're like, how can you say that? Why would you say that? But I always tell them that if you take responsibility saying that you've subconsciously attracted it, please underline subconsciously, that basically means that you can attract something even better. Something about you from within is actually attracting this. So what is your belief system about you? Do you think you're unworthy? Do you think you're not attractive enough? Do you think you're not actually worth that person? So what are your own belief systems about yourself, which is actually what is reflecting on the outside?
Yeah, interesting. I have a client I talked to yesterday. She basically said that every relationship she's been in, the person ended the relationship and ghosted her. every relationship. She's in her 50s. And so, and she doesn't, I don't think she's fully aware or she fully buys into the fact that she is manifesting this kind of behavior in her life from her lovers. She doesn't get it. So anyway, my job is to try to help bring her a sense of awareness and personal responsibility. I think if I can get to that level, if I can just get to that level with her, she will see that she's attracting people that are inclined to ghost her. And she's creating that kind of reality in her life. So, you know, it's just one of those things. Ghosting is a crazy thing that's going on. It's almost a social norm right now. It really is.
Yeah, because people just want to avoid their feelings. They rather just ghost someone. The reason people ghost people is also the same thing that I was talking about. We just want to avoid our feelings. We want to put them away. We don't want to have those uncomfortable conversations. We do not want to communicate that this doesn't work for me or you're not the kind of person I actually desired. So that's the reason why ghosting has become the norm. So basically, when clients come to me, the one thing I always tell them is, do you believe in miracles? And they just look at me completely perplexed, like, what do you mean? And I tell them that you have to understand life is full of miracles. Just think about the fact that you were a teeny tiny little embryo in your mother's uterus and you kept growing for 9 months. And then you came out and kept growing. A small little plant or a seed becomes a gigantic tree which stands for 150 years. All of these things, everything in life is a miracle. But what happens is we tend to normalize it, so we don't realize it. So if that is possible, why is it not possible for a stranger on Instagram who you've seen to suddenly start communicating with you? Or why is that ex-wife of yours who you haven't spoken to for 5 years suddenly contact you? Anything is possible. Life is full of miracles, and we all live that way, and we will keep experiencing them.
Yeah, I agree. If the universe, which created the sun, the stars, the moon, the sky, the earth, the trees, the birds, the beasts, everything, if it created all that, it can certainly create the right set of circumstances for you to run into that person. It can create the kind of circumstances necessary for the two of you to rebuild a relationship. I've had people 3-4 years apart with no communication at all. I'm working with a client now. This is a challenge. I will say this. 12 years with no communication. And he believes that he can change his vibration and she will call him. I believe that too. If he sincerely changes his vibration. Now, a lot of times people think, I don't have to change. I just need to get the other person to change. I just need to get the other person to call me. It's not about that. It's about going inside and working on your vibration and your beliefs and your thoughts.
Yeah, I completely agree. And one very interesting thing which I have noticed through working with clients, that even when I am struggling to manifest something, what we tend to do is put our goal on a pedestal. And we make it extremely important and unachievable because of that. So, for example, if someone wants to manifest their ex-boyfriend or their ex-husband or a specific person, we tend to put them on a pedestal and think, oh, there's no one like him or her. There's no one who can make me feel more loved. There's no one who can make me feel more happy. So what happens is we end up putting the person on a pedestal, and hence we are not on the same vibration as that. And hence we're not going to attract it. So that's basically one of the reasons why you are struggling, why you're blocking your own energy from attracting what you desire.
That's a good point. Before we move on, I want to talk a little bit more about ghosting. Because we had a situation, well, I had two situations last year. One, we gave our nanny about $1,500 in car repairs and bonuses because she didn't have a car. So we wanted to help her car get fixed so that she could, you know, have transportation to get around. And we did that work for her, and it was shortly after that, within a couple weeks, that she began ghosting us. And we never heard from her again. So, you know, you kind of wonder about that. And even with, I have a grandson, all he wanted was a PS4, PlayStation 4. I got that for him, not last Christmas, the Christmas before. Got him some games to go with it. And never heard from him the whole year. Never a calling me, hey, Papa, how you doing? Checking in with you, that kind of thing. Never got that. So last year, do you know what he got for a gift? He got a card saying, love, Papa. Okay. That's what he got. He got a card. And because I don't chase after people. When I was younger, maybe I did. I think that chasing after people, I think the whole notion is to raise your vibration, to do the clearing work and the healing work. Particularly, I love Ho'oponopono. Doing that kind of work on a nightly basis for people that you're separated from, that maybe there's some anger or hurt feelings there. And doing that clearing work and just letting it happen when and if it will ever happen in its own way. Because if you try to force it, you're guaranteeing that it won't happen. Because when you start to push and operate from a state of want, you are attracting the opposite of what you really desire, because you're pushing that person away. So,
And when you do that, when you chase, you basically are claiming to the universe that I don't have this. I don't have the person. I don't have the money. So what you're doing is basically saying there is a lack. And remember, guys, law of attraction says like attracts like. So basically, lack is always going to attract more of a lack.
Yeah. And I think it's also, I think that's a very, very important point. I think it's also about becoming a fitting container for the energy that you wish to hold. You know, I have a special cup here that has a green straw in it and has Starbucks coffee in it. It's the perfect container for Starbucks coffee. But if it had holes in it, or if it had a big hole in the bottom or something, it wouldn't be a good container. And that's what happens, is that I had a client who, he was absolutely thrilled to fall in love with this very thin model type Russian girl. And he told me, this is the one. This is the one. And I said, well, I think before we even do anything else, you need to come up with a plan for becoming the kind of energy that she's attracted to. And he said, well, where would I begin? I said, well, you know, you're close to 400 pounds. She works out in the gym probably 2 hours a day. Maybe losing the weight, turning it into muscle, building some inner power, some confidence. That might be a good place to begin. Well, I shouldn't have to do that. She should love me for who I am. I said, okay, well, maybe trimming your fingernails and your toenails that kind of curl around your hand, it shows poor hygiene. Maybe that's a turnoff to her. I don't know. Well, yeah, but you're talking to me about changing who I am. I don't think I should have to change who I am, Robert. You should love me for who I am. No, I believe that true love, real love, is two people loving each other for not only who they are, but what they can become, what they can transform into. Yeah, because we're not stagnant human beings. We're not who we are today, and we're going to be that way for forever and ever and ever. So becoming a fitting container for the kind of energy, the kind of person, the kind of situation you want to attract in your life. What else do you think is important?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I mean, as much as it's about the law of attraction, is also a bit of the law of action, right? So for example, change your belief systems about yourself. As we talked about before, your vibration is going to attract what you actually desire. So if you basically don't believe that, you know, if you're heavy, or if you basically are not hygienic, then there's somewhere in your mind you know that. So you're never going to think you're worthy of someone who is at a higher vibration than you. in terms of whether it is looks, whether it is about personality or anything. So you have to work on yourself internally. It's through affirmations. It's through actually questioning about your past. Why are you so comfortable being in this place where you know that you're not feeling worthy? That's another thing, right? Because most people are very, very comfortable being in the exact same place. They do not want to lift a finger, but they want everything to magically happen around them. There is a law of action which also goes into basically creating the law of attraction that you do desire.
Absolutely. You have to take action. We live in a world of action. In the Kabbalah, that's what it's called. The world that we live in is actually called the world of action. Okay, so I want to talk about one other thing here that I think is important, and that is visualizing. What kind of things should we visualize when we are looking to magnetize that other person toward us?
So you should actually visualize the outcome that you're looking for. So whether it is that call, that conversation, that smile, that glimmer in his or her eyes. But you know what? Don't worry about what is actually happening in the physical world, but raise your energy and your vibration and actually visualize it. And more than just visualize it, feel it. Feel it in every single cell of your body that basically what you desire has already been manifested. And that's when, that's what I said, when you believe it, you see it. And without realizing it, things will start shifting. And do not be attached to the how. Because what happens is a lot of people are like, oh, he has blocked me on WhatsApp or she's not talking to me anymore. And I always tell them there are enough modes of communication. If the person really wanted to reach out to you, the person can reach out to you, whether they send you a pigeon, they send you a note, tell your best friend,
send you
or find
a pigeon,
way to
huh?
come to your doorstep.
Yeah, send you a pigeon.
That's old school, man.
Yeah, that's very old school.
So because when you start wondering about the how, you start then using your conscious mind and you start wondering how is this going to happen and it's going to block your own manifestation. It's like basically standing on a garden hose. You're not going to let the water come in and you're not going to let it go out.
Yeah, I think if anything is a key to this conversation today is stop wondering about how it's going to happen.
Well, she's dating someone else right now, Robert. I mean, what can I do about it?
You can focus on yourself. You can focus on your vibration. You can visualize the kind of outcome you desire. You can leave yourself open to the universe for someone better. All kinds of things you can do. Yeah, you don't need to focus on the external because the external one day will make you feel great and the next day will make you feel in the dumps. You've got to get a level energy going and that happens internal. Internal.
Yeah, have a vision for what you're intending for, but let go of the how because it could happen in a much more magical way than you can even perceive within your own mind right now.
Absolutely. We could go on much longer. We'll have you back here in a short time because I know people will want to hear from you again. Sheena Shaff, and she's from Mumbai. She is a miracle mentor and alchemy life coach. And you can visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. We have, like, what do we have there, Sheena? We have four things that they can get for free on that site.
We have a very, very special ebook that Robert and I have put together, which is going to help you manifest that soulmate of yours easily, effortlessly, step by step. And trust me when I tell you this, this is an absolute unmissable read, and you must do this and must watch this, come what may.
Yeah, get that book because it will help you. It'll get you started in the right direction. It will open you up to all kinds of opportunities in the area of relationship and love. So, and yes, you can attract the one you desire, your soulmate, your twin flame, into your life. You can have the love that you desire, along with everything else. We call it the Quan, and that means having it all. Having it all. From the movie, Jerry Maguire, the Quan. Okay. Well, it's been a pleasure having you here today. We hope you'll come back again. It's been a wonderful, great conversation.
Thank you so much. It has It has been absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much. It's been so much fun, and there's so much more we can talk about, Robert, and I cannot wait to be back again.
Yeah, we will definitely have you back again. And thank you for following us, everyone, on Instagram. Hey, I'm telling you, I'm not exaggerating. We're going to get crazy on Instagram. We're going to start doing some wild things there. And in the meantime, of course, you can follow us on YouTube. With our YouTube channel, we have a new video, at least one new video, every single day, Monday through Friday, designed to empower your life. You go to Law of Attraction Solutions on Instagram. You go to Law of Attraction Secrets if you're looking for our podcast. Hey, have a great day, because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.